Let's get right to our very first buzz of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Lots going on in the news.
Yes.
And here he is, King of the Buzz Babes, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. In its quest to become the most popular Supreme Court ever, the latest rulings include saying no to the execution of child rapists.
Okay, so they overturned that. Was that an appeal type? But there are always appeal.
Yeah,
things,
there were two cases of men who had been convicted and sentenced to death for their assaults.
Mm, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it is. Barack Obama, who has two young daughters, was one of the first to disagree with the Supreme Court ruling. He says it should be up to states to decide. The court knocked down the laws in five states that allowed for the execution of child rapists. Well, one state, however, was one step ahead of the court. Same day as the court's ruling, Louisiana's governor signed a law allowing the chemical castration of these guys. Also yesterday, nearly 350 people rounded up in 16 U.S. cities in an FBI child prostitution crackdown. 21 children were rescued in that operation.
Well, that's good news. Yeah. I'm glad that they were able to do that.
Absolutely. It surprises me they didn't kick it back down to the states. That just seems to me like something that the Supreme Court...
You mean as far as executing the kid touchers?
Yeah, that seems to me they would let the states handle it.
Not this court.
But that's what this court's been about, hasn't it?
Yeah, it just seems wrong.
Isn't the states' rights crap? Isn't that what they've been doing an awful lot of?
Depends on the issue, I think.
Yeah, it's weird.
Doesn't it seem that way?
I don't get it.
Doesn't it seem that way?
I'm really confused by that because you think this court, which is Bush's Supreme Court, you would think...
Yeah. The best-looking Supreme Court.
Oh, Antonin Scalia.
Oh.
And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, guilty!
Guilty of being hot!
We'll never get to the Supreme Court, Rob. I don't think we have to worry.
You know what I like about Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
What's that, baby?
Her huge glasses. I would ask her to leave them on.
Hot.
They magnify her eyes.
Magnify me when she looks at me.
But it's weird because you think of this Supreme Court as being law and order, by the book, straight down the line.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and kill them, you know.
Right.
And then they didn't do that.
Pretty unpredictable.
You don't know what's going on. You never know when they put those people on the bench because they don't have anybody to answer to. Hence, they're the great Supreme Court. They don't have to worry.
That's why they have the robes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about something something better, something lighter, something more appealing. The reason, for example, that men shake hands, according to anthropologists, stems from the desire to show another man that there's no weapon. That's why a man first extended his hand to another man to show that he was weapon-free, and that is how they believe handshakes got started.
I thought it was all about just extending your hand to see if he has a soft, girly-like grip.
Well, no, that came later. Initially, it was to show that you didn't have a rock or a stick.
That's mostly among radio executives.
And, of course, we've had some great ones when I think of all the executives.
Have you ever just grabbed a handful of clam? It's the worst.
Hi, Mel.
Oh, dear.
No, that wasn't clam. That was the famous executive handshake I remember would be the hand touch looking in the other direction. That's always the dismissive handshake.
The warmth
that you get.
Of that, yes.
Always lovely.
A 25-year-old man in Lincoln, Nebraska, extended his hand to his 49-year-old neighbor to say, hey, no hard feelings. That's when the neighbor, who had hard feelings, shot the younger man with a crossbow.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, dear. Oh, my God.
Misty, exactly. That's probably how it sounded. Mr. Crossbow.
You want to hunt with panther or crossbow today?
The man with the crossbow has been arrested.
Did he kill the guy?
No, he didn't. Merely wounded him.
But at that kind of close range?
Yeah, believe it or not. And that's exactly how it worked. I mean, this guy walked up to the guy. He raised his crossbow and shot his opponent.
I think it was one of the popes that said, now that the crossbow has been invented, certainly there will be no more war. Because they were so marveling at the power. And this guy can't even kill a guy at that distance.
And then the Gatling gun was another one. That'll
That's
eliminate
right.
war because you can kill so many people so quickly.
And so was marriage.
It
marriage will
work.
Eliminate war.
Marriage will eliminate war. Peace will guide the planets. No problem.
It was an emotional debate between these two guys about whether the young man's dog was a pit bull or a Labrador retriever.
You want to hear somebody talking about the death penalty here?
That's what they were fighting about. Sure.
Let's go to
dogs.
Rick. I'm sorry, Nick in Mount
dogs.
Vernon. Nick, you're on the air.
Dogs.
How you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
Excellent. Yourself?
I'm wonderful.
Happy belated birthday, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mike. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Rob.
What it boils down to, unfortunately, is the states' rights aspect is superseded by the cruel and unusual clause in the Constitution. You cannot punish people what is...
Thank you very much.
That's
I
what the
appreciate
court said.
The call.
He started out so much better than he finished.
Let's go to Dave in D.C. I don't know what this means. His wife took something out of context. Dave, what did your wife take out of context?
First of all, Mike, I just want to tell you that I love your show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Cool. I'll make a long story short.
You'd be the first.
I put my phone in my pocket. I left her message first. I put my phone in my pocket thinking I just turned it off. But I started shooting a bull with my buddy at work.
Oh.
Talking about a generalization of a woman at work.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and
no.
She took that. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
She thought you were talking about her?
No, she knew I was talking about someone else. Oh. She thought I was talking in a context of liking this woman. Oh. So.
Well, you were, though, right? I mean, technically, you were talking about how hot this woman was, right?
No, actually, it was just the latter. I was talking about how horrible this woman was, and I bet she...
All right, tell me, David, the easiest part to decipher this would be, what did you say, and what did your wife hear you say? What is the part that your wife heard?
If it's appropriate on air.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep it clean. I'm Army, so I'll keep it as clean as I can.
Good
yes,
luck.
Sir.
Talkative throughout. So,
and you did it in the most blue terms you could find possible.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
So how can we help? I'm curious as to how we can help you, sir.
Do I bite the bullet, Mike, or do I go home and stand my ground and say, hey, look, I've been married 8.5 years, and it hasn't gotten any better.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you saying this is going to, like, end the marriage or something?
Oh, no. No, definitely not.
I just, but, you know, what I would do is I would tell her you were being honest. And you were, and you know, she heard something where you're talking with one of your friends. You know, and if she doesn't like it, F her and her family too.
But chin up, chin up, Dave. It's not going to get any better.
I know. Hey, Rob, I know it.
But I really think that you just be honest. You tell her exactly what you told us, and then you see how she deals with it. Mm-hmm. And that's how you evaluate the relationship. And she'll, you know, you'll have what, one bad day, probably a bad evening?
If
right?
that.
Yeah, if
the
that.
The advantage of being honest is you never have to think back on what you told her. Because you told her the truth.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I would tell the truth. That's what we always say on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Exactly.
Tell the truth.
It's our policy.
I'm sorry. Thanks for the call, Dave.
It's our best policy.
See you later. There he goes.
Honesty is our current policy.
Because if you're honest, you'll have a very good dinner and a fine evening with a glass of Merlot.
Or be shot today.
And I could not be any more full of it.
Oh, yeah. Hide her crossbow.
Yes. You want to hunt with Panther or crossbow?
Crossbow. Ugh.
Crossbow. Ugh.
So, yeah, in the crossbow incident, they were arguing about a breed of dog.
The thing is that a pit bull doesn't look like a Labrador.
Here's another wonderful piece of advice. If you are, you know, walking up to your neighbor and there's been an argument and he's got a crossbow in his hand, I just wouldn't go near him.
Well, I would go up to him and agree. I'd say, you betcha.
Like, yes, man, that little plastic toy we used to have.
That's what this guy was doing. He was basically going up to the guy and like, look, no hard feelings, nothing serious. And that's when the guy pulled out the crossbow and shot his neighbor.
Well, Buzz, this is not anything that I'm telling you. This is something a younger friend of mine told me, a young man that may have been involved in an occasional melee in a drinking establishment.
A Brannigan?
Bar fight.
Occasionally in a bar fight. I don't know anything about this personally.
Understood, but you've talked to people.
I've talked to people about this, and in your average bar fight, just occasionally, right before you want to take your best shot, you kind of indicate to the guy with body language that, you're really going to be friendly-like. That's when you kind of pivot on your right foot and you aim right for the jaw.
That is dirty
fighting. I don't know anything about that.
No, Mike, if you ever do get into a bar fight or if you ever have been in a bar fight, you must remember that.
I just heard that one time.
Sure.
That is dirty fighting, and I don't want any part of it.
In Quantico Marines, they were.
In Arkansas, meanwhile, they have arrested a man for tying up his mother and beating her with a homemade club after her dog killed his pet skunk.
God.
That's the news from Arkansas.
God.
In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, a guy has beaten a charge of urinating in public.
That's up pretty close to Portland, Maine. You go over the line, Portsmouth-Kittery Bridge, and then you're in the state of Maine. That's where Portsmouth is.
Oh, okay.
He beat the charge of urinating in public by using what he learned from watching CSI.
Mm-hmm.
Acting as his own lawyer, 56-year-old Michael Huppe grilled the arresting officer on the witness stand about DNA evidence.
Michael who?
Huppe.
Sounds like pig Latin.
Michael Huppe.
H-U-P-P-E. Huppe, eBay, Copay.
Urine.
Ipe
on the hydrant hay.
The officer.
Officer A.
Il Eloye.
The officer had testified he saw a puddle of urine near Mr. Huppe and arrested him.
You unkindre obslay.
Oh, ide uye ide asparagus,
eh? You're eing pay.
So Mr. Huppe shouted at the officer during the trial. Did you see me take my thing out and urinate? He demanded. Did you test DNA to see if it was my urine? Swear on a Bible and say it was Mr. Huppe's urine. He yelled at the cop.
What'd the cop say?
Nothing. He was on the witness stand. He couldn't swear on a Bible or anything else that he'd seen such a thing because he hadn't.
He's got to swab it.
The judge urged Mr. Huppe to take a deep breath before delivering the not guilty verdict.
He was not guilty.
Not guilty.
That's terrific.
He had to swab it. I mean, really, when you talk about that.
Obsway.
I knew this is not me, of course.
Mm. Again, is this the same friend?
No,
or
I knew.
Friend?
You hear so many good
stories. I knew
stories.
A guy that owned a tavern, mm-hmm. and the tavern had these
hole?
People come in and say, you're serving too much alcohol to mm-hmm. them. And as some of this guy's friends said to him, you know, how can you really prove that unless you're going to give them a sobriety test? How are you really going to prove that?
True.
And I always thought my friend was right. He had a very good point there.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
true.
He didn't act on it. And then later on, you know, the bar went out of business anyway.
Huh.
This bar owner, was he lazy?
Very lazy, Rob. Very fat, very lazy.
That's
and a history of very, very severe health problems.
Probably. That's a shame.
But he was such a nice chap.
Probably
so jolly and so jovial.
Were you at his funeral?
I haven't gone yet. He's
oh, really?
Still living.
Do you plan to attend his funeral?
I plan to be there in the front row. Absolutely.
Very front row.
Very front row. VIP seats, gold seats.
Wow. How about that?
We love the irony. At Penn State University, a student will go on trial for appearing naked at his dorm room window, mooning people. The irony is, he was mooning other students who were also naked, running across the lawn below. A student streak there every year before finals week. This is the guy who got arrested.
Oh, boy.
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, does Barack Obama's iPod suck? And in the final Buzz, Washington, D.C.'s gun law overturned.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Okay, Phonorama time, 877-365-3636. Anything you would like to talk about. And while we're doing that, I would like to summon Miss Beth Ann McBride to the studio because I am very paranoid about the state of health at this radio station right now.
Yes.
You know, it's not lost on me that I've been watching what's going on here, and I just like
sure.
to find out what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Scott in Sacramento. Scott, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to
Phonorama.
877-365-3636. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm just Jim Dandy, but I'm a little worried about the bubonic plague here at the radio station right now.
Well, I just wanted to say that I do love your show. That's why I'm listening.
Yes.
But I'm tired of hearing people say it. It's like that's their go-to before they say something stupid.
Well, but you know what? There's nothing wrong with sharing a little bit of love once in a while, you know?
Love
we
is
are
nice.
Technically, although I have been doing this, I have been on the air for over 25, 26 years. I keep lying about that. That 25 years is going to be in a holding pattern. Technically, I like it. Right now at this stage of the game, I like feeling the love.
Do yeah.
you don't you have the love for me, sir?
I got more love than you know.
All right, thank you very much. That's good.
Aww.
I'm glad. All right, let's go
that
to
nice.
The next caller here. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, buddy. This is Jason from Stafford.
This is Jason from Stafford, Virginia.
Yeah.
Hi, Jason. How are you today?
Mal.
Well, talk about the gun thing that happened today.
Will you turn your radio down, sir?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, go right ahead. The gun ban has been lifted. I guess has it, you know, is it right now the Supreme Court
effective
rules and bingo
immediately?
Effective immediately you can bring your guns into your house in D.C.? Is that the way it can work?
I know who would know.
The mayor of D.C. is saying not so fast.
Yeah, Fenty. You got to talk to Fenty.
Mm-hmm. Get Fenty on the show, will you please?
Okay.
With his shiny,
Adrian Fenty, get him on the show.
Beautiful. Not shy of the media, that Fenty.
What mm-hmm. can we do for you? Now, what's your take on all this?
My take on this, man, is that we are the United States of America. We have the right to bear arms, and that's all.
Hold on,
I'm
giving you some American music here. Would you like to say any more?
Sure.
Yes, go ahead.
I think he's done. He said that's all he had to say.
Go Skins!
And go Skins.
Go Skins, yes, sir. Yeah.
Guns and Skins.
Let's go to Rhonda in Kansas.
If the Redskins have another season like last year, they ought to be scared that guns are legal in D.C.
Rhonda, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Rhonda?
Hey, I'm fine. Hello,
Hi.
Radio guy.
How are you?
I'm fine, Mike.
What can we do for you, Rhonda?
Hey, I just wanted to say I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
That guy will hate it. That guy's going to hate it if you're saying that.
He is.
And I totally support the overturning of the gun laws in D.C.
Oh, dear. This is starting to sound like Joel A. Spivak. All right. Let's go to Jose in Sacramento. Jose's calling. That's unusual. Jose, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. First, let me say really quick, Mike, that I thought you and Mr. Geronimo made me laugh when you guys did Larry King. But yesterday, when you and Ross did did Gatorland. You guys had me crying.
I tell you,
crying.
I miss doing Larry with Donnie just about as much as anything we did on the show. But the tradition, you know, certain traditions live on.
Right.
I will keep doing Larry King forever. There is nothing I enjoy more than talking like Larry King. And wait till he dies.
Oh, man. Kidding.
Short wait.
It's a little joke, that's all. Thank you, Jose. I appreciate the call.
Wait.
Yeah, no, I don't feel like talking to you anymore. He calls all the time.
He does.
What is the state of illness here?
There is no state of illness.
Katie went home, right?
No, she's upstairs.
I don't feel good.
You're fine.
I don't. I feel
Come
queasy.
On.
I don't. I feel queasy.
You queasy?
I swear to God.
You're not queasy.
You look fine.
It's because,
look at Rob. Look at Rob's color isn't right.
Rob told you somebody wasn't feeling well. Now you think you're queasy.
Your color is fine, Mike.
Let's go to.
You've never looked better.
Love this name. Let's go to Rico.
Suave.
Is this Rico? The name was just changed just as I picked up the phone. Uh-huh. Is this Rico?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Rico. How are you? From Rockville. What can we do for you?
Good. Hey, I wanted to know, when you're in the toilet, do you clog up your paper or do you fold it?
Well, that's a question we ask routinely on the show. And we call it fold or crinkle.
Yeah,
it's one of our celebrity questions here, and it's not clog, it's fold or crinkle, which means
basically,
do you fold neatly, geometrically, or do you crinkle, which means you roll it up into a giant ball,
still refreshes,
and configure the paper in whatever way the paper wants to go. You know, until you get the one surface area that is responsible for direct contact.
But for this man, refresh us as to your preference.
Yeah.
Rico?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Mike, do you crinkle or fold?
Rico, Jesus Christ, did you just listen to what we were saying?
No.
Oh, Rico, I'm sorry. We've got to move on.
Learn to listen. Listen to learn.
Greg from New Mexico. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Greg?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
That's funny. Yes.
Do you feel the love?
What can we do for you, Greg?
I wanted to get an update from the dragon on his being gelded and just wondering if everything's back to normal down there.
Oh, okay. That's a vasectomy call for you, Rob. Yes. Yeah, your balls.
They're ready to go. Should anyone choose to use them?
Now, don't be so incredulous with this. This is a legitimate time frame that's passed. I'm curious as to, you know, how you are.
Everything's
normal down there.
Feels great. I can't even find the scar. I looked for it the other day. I can't find it.
As far as, Greg, I'll follow up
Certainly
on this.
Certainly not without a mirror.
But my other question would be as far as the overall frequency and things like that. Have things...
Doctor, there has been no change. Do you remember when I went through
Nothing's fallen off.
18 weeks where I couldn't use it?
It's the same.
It's the same as that.
So nothing has really changed in that department whatsoever.
I think he's lying.
No.
I think
I'm not.
Rob,
you know, I think there are some
the
people that are in a book club. I read by myself a lot.
Let's go to David.
It was really a stupid surgery to have.
In Rochester.
It's not done nothing.
Not necessary.
You're on the mic.
It's done nothing.
Not really a threat.
No.
Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's
like
an
getting
honor.
Hold on a second, Carl.
Wait, hold on. Rob's ranting.
When people
are
on their deathbed, do they get a nose job? No, because it's pointless. This is pointless.
So you regret the whole thing?
Hell yes.
My man.
Wow. Hold back, Rob.
That's fantastic, Rob. That's fantastic. Hey,
now,
David.
Now, if the opponent changes her mind and uses the newly souped up model.
Be careful, because sometimes opponent turns into plaintiff.
What the hell?
Watch out. I've been there.
Nothing to get.
I've been down that road. Hey, David.
She already got my tissue.
We can't talk to you right now. I got to put you on hold because we do have to take a break, okay?
No.
All right, Dave. Thank you very much. All right, going to put you on hold. We're going to have more Phonorama. Add to the list. Of Guns Legal in D.C., Family Feud, Diet, Indy Racing, Buzz Bitch, McClain and Obama, Do You Have Diarrhea and Food, Rob's Vasectomy.
Useless Vasectomy.
There's a segment. We'll be right back with a legitimate segment of your phone calls right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.